I want to share with you a what I think is a really meaningful and a beautiful idea that appears in this week's Pirkei Avos. We know that we're currently learning the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos. And towards the end of that parak, the Mishnah goes through all the various qualities that deal with the number four different midos that a person has in regards to tzedakah, four different types of tamidim, four different types of people in regards to the intellectual abilities. And one of the most fascinating of those mishnayos is the mishnah that says that dalad deos ba'adam, there are four different deos in a person. And with the mishnah, when it says dea, it really means the word mida, the four different personality types. And the mishnah goes on to say that you have a person who is kasha l'chos, it's very easy for him to get angry, but noach l'yirtzos, but he is appeased very easily when he is angry. And the mishnah says a person who is easy to anger, but difficult to appease, that person is called a rasha. And then you have people that are probably, for most of us, somewhere in the middle. And the mishnah says that's one of two different people. Either the person who he gets angry very easily, but he's a very emotional person, a very passionate person, so he's easily appeased. His anger only lasts very temporarily. That's sort of one person. There's another person that he almost never gets angry. Kasha l'chos, the kasha l'chos. He never gets angry. When he's angry, he'll hold a grudge for 6 months, a year, 2 years, on and on. So we know a lot of people in both these categories. They get angry easily, but they're appeased easily. They get angry with great difficulty, but it takes them a long time to overcome that anger. And both of those people, the Mishnah convey, are people that are yotza scharab hefsedo. Namely, they're sort of like 50-50. They're not the worst. They're not the best. It's really not the best way of going, but there's probably value to each one of those people, i.e. a person who very easily is appeased, or who, B, gets angry in a very, very sort of difficult, it takes a lot to get him angry. Now, I want to focus on just for a minute or two, and again, we'll ask people, please mute your phone. What I want to focus on is the language that is used in the Mishnah. Arba deos, there are four deos in a person. Why does the Mishnah use the word dea, use that there's thoughts, instead of saying dalid midos ba'adam? There are four different ways of a person, four different personality types. And even more so, the Rambam lists one of his first svarim, is called Hilchos Deos, the laws of thought. You would have thought the Rambam was speaking about laws of philosophy, laws of ideology, but that's not it at all. The Rambam is, in fact, speaking about personality types, personality traits, midos. So why does the Mishnah, why does the Rambam identify midos as being deos, as being thought? So some of the Farshim say on the Mishnah, and this is brought down in the Sefer Medr Shmuel, is that there is a very strong link between the word dea and the word mida, between thoughtfulness and behavior. You might think, perhaps mistakenly so, that a person is who a person is. A person is naturally nice, a person is naturally giving, or alternatively, a person is selfish, a person is mean-spirited, a person is cheap, a person is, all the various things that make us up. And we would very easily say that has to do with our natural instincts, our upbringing, our personality, our temperament, the way that God made me, that people have certain natural impulses. And while all of that is true, that people have a certain natural DNA and an inherited perspective on life and family and friends, what's also true is that a person who's a real baldea can also affect or can affect their midos, can affect their personality. It's not true that a person says, well, I'm angry. That's the way that God makes them. But if a person goes through each moment, each interaction, every day with a real sense of da'at about them. Okay, this person angered me. How am I going to respond? Am I going to give in to that impulse? Am I just going to respond out of a sense of hurt, out of insecurity? Or am I going to stop for a second and think, wait, who is this person? Why is this person saying this? Where are they coming from? And then craft our answer based on that da'at. We feel we're going to get upset at our children, at our wives, at our husbands. We feel that we're going to respond with selfishness. That's not a natural instinct that has to take over our life. Rather, a person can be a baldea. A person can stop and they can think about, how do I want to feel? How do I want to respond? Do I want to allow the best side of me to dominate perhaps a lower side of me? And many of the Bali Musar, they say that's something that should take place really on a daily basis. And I encourage people to do this, to wake up in the morning and think, okay, these are the challenges ahead of me, and how do I want to respond to those challenges? How am I going to be of service to God today? How am I going to have a meaningful day? How do I lay out my day in a way that is meaningful, in a way that is mitosik? And that's by the same token, at the end of the day, a person says, okay, who did I wrong today? Who should I apologize? What behavior can I correct? This is a daily avoda of not just saying, this is who I am, and sort of so be it, let the world deal with it, but there's a real sense of a day that's brought even to midos, and therefore it is more than appropriate. The Mishnah describes midos as deos. Each person in perfect control of their ability to craft and to cultivate a meaningful life of proper responses and proper behavior. Thank you everyone for calling in. We look forward to joining you again, probably not next Monday, but next Tuesday. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.